This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes in Manchester, New Hampshire, on the final day of campaigning before voting tomorrow in the presidential primary here. With the exception of Hillary Clinton, who was in Michigan, all the other candidates had busy days trying to win over undecided voters yesterday. Clinton returns today as all of them engage in 11th-hour campaigning. To help us understand the final moments of this primary, we're joined this morning by our regular political analyst, Republican strategist Todd Domke. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
And Democratic strategist Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
In both parties, the campaigns have turned a little nasty with personal attacks. Is that to be expected at this point, Dan?
Well, all campaigns for any office turn personal at the end, especially if it's a close and, in this case, crowded contest. Christie attacks Rubio, Jeb Bush bashes Trump, Trump bashes Jeb Bush, Rubio jousts with Christie, and Cruz attacks the devil.
Todd.
I agree. Because of the crowded field on the Republican side, it has become nastier for a longer period of time. It's not just in this final week. And what's unusual on the Democratic side is that early on, with Bernie Sanders saying he's going to remain positive the whole time, and Hillary Clinton sort of headed to a coronation, that was the assumption, people didn't expect it to get that nasty on the Democratic side either.
Let's talk about the big attack of the last few days. Coming out of Iowa, Senator Marco Rubio had momentum. It made him the Saturday night debate target of Chris Christie, who chided Rubio for repeatedly using the same lines about President Obama because Christie said Rubio has little experience and little to say. Here's Rubio in the ABC News debate getting smacked again as he tried to fight back.
Chris, your state got hit by a massive snowstorm 2 weeks ago. You didn't even want to go back. They had to shame you into going back. And then you stayed there for 36 hours, and then he left and came back to campaign.
See,
those are the facts. Here's the bottom line. This notion that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing is just not
true.
There
it is.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
There it is, the memorized 25-second speech.
Well, that's...
Many of the pundits here, not so much Rubio supporters, think that Rubio was damaged by the attack. Do you agree? And if so, who could benefit, Todd?
Well, certainly the media and Democrats in particular, like including Hillary Clinton, have been attacking Marco Rubio, saying he's robotic and everything. And it is true that he took to the extreme the idea that a candidate needs message discipline and needs repetition. But how much he's been damaged, that remains to be seen, of course. Hasn't hurt his fundraising. He hasn't hurt his crowds turning out for him. And he now has turned all the attention that's coming his way to an opportunity to come on strong at the end. But we'll see if it's done damage when the voters decide it.
Dan?
He's in trouble. His rigid, repetitive answers showed three things: that he lacks self-awareness. He didn't know he was doing it, apparently. He lacks intellectual juice. He can't move off his talking points. And he can't respond to pressure.
I think Dan has made my point for me that the Democrats have been relentless in attacking him over this. But again, the Republican primary voters in New Hampshire know that he's a bright guy, and no one would say otherwise.
All right. I want to ask a quick question about Donald Trump because I have a couple of questions about Democrats. So be quick on Trump. He still has a big lead, of course, in all the recent polls. But those polls also show quite a few New Hampshire voters are open to changing their minds tomorrow. What happens to this race if Trump wins but only by a small margin, Dan?
Well, if he wins New Hampshire even by 3 votes— he'll be 1-1 in the first 2 contests. It's way too early to say he's a lock to get the nomination in Cleveland, but party leaders have to wrap their minds around the distinct possibility that Trump is a real meteor, a proven vote-getter. He's been ridiculed and chastised as racist and dismissed as a reality TV star. But the reality is that a win in New Hampshire puts him in the driver's seat, especially since the next 2 states, South Carolina and Nevada, are potentially very fertile for Trump.
All right, Todd, quick on this.
Well, in New Hampshire, there are many undecided and independent voters who seem to like Trump's angry populist message. So he has the potential to do better than expected. And if he wins by a huge margin, he'll have the dominance that he enjoyed before Iowa and momentum going on to the South Carolina primary.
All right, Democrats, during primaries, there's usually some movement to the left for Democrats. But in this campaign, there's a huge fight between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders over who's the progressive. Why is this fight important to the race, Dan?
Well, the alarm went off in Hillary Clinton's campaign several months ago. She now knows she's in a fight, that it could go a very long time. She is in good shape in the next two states, South Carolina and Nevada, which have sizable minority populations. African Americans and Hispanics are pro-Clinton, so she won't be rattled by what's next to come. But regardless of what happens in New Hampshire, she really needs to retool her message.
All right. Well, only one question. Time for one last question left to you, Todd. The Democratic campaigns are playing the expectations game in light of the big Sanders lead here, according to the polls. The Clinton people hoping she comes close. The Sanders people just not talking at all about a margin of victory. Who has the best chance of meeting or beating expectations?
Well, I think Hillary Clinton does, because the expectations are so high for Sanders because he's led in double digits in the polls. But the problem for her is that if he does win by double digits, that he will say this proves that his message now has momentum, not just the candidacy, that the economy is rigged and politicians won't do anything about it because the political system is corrupt. And so if that makes Hillary Clinton even more the establishment candidate, she'll continue to be on the defensive in future primaries.
Dan Payne, last word, agree or disagree with that?
Well, as I've said before, it's always interesting to me that Todd goes out on a limb and speaks very highly of Bernie Sanders. In fact, all the Republicans who you see on TV speak highly of Bernie Sanders, which says to me they want him to be the nominee and not Hillary Clinton.
Democratic analyst Dan Payne, thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.
Republican analyst Todd Domke, thank you.
Good to be with you, Bob.
They'll both be back with us tomorrow night for our special live coverage of the New Hampshire primary returns beginning at 7 p.m. here on 90.9 WBUR.